Divisions are forming in the upcoming debate over tax cuts that's likely to dominate the new legislative session in Albany. Our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt has more.
Business groups are largely supportive of the findings of a tax commission appointed by Governor Cuomo. The commission recommends cuts to the corporate tax, faster phase out of an energy tax, and easing of the estate tax. They also propose a reduction in property taxes by encouraging local governments and schools to cut spending and consolidate. Business Council President Heather Brichetti was a member of the tax commission. She says the plan could help bring higher-paying manufacturing jobs back to New York.
Manufacturing is starting to come back to the U.S. For a lot of reasons, and we would like New York to be competitive.
But unions are more skeptical. Steve Medeiros with the Civil Service Employees Association, the largest state worker union, calls the plan election year rhetoric.
It's very easy to promise more tax giveaways to the rich and powerful when you don't have to pay for them. These are really proposals that will come at the expense of local government taxpayers and the community services that they depend on.
The property tax plan could result in a two-year freeze on tax rates. It would give local governments and schools incentives to hold the line on taxes. The state would subsidize additional spending by the schools and local governments as long as the increase is no bigger than 2% per year. If the localities agree to those limits, then taxpayers in the district could also get a rebate on their income tax forms. Brichetti with the Business Council says it's often too easy for local town, village, or library boards to approve tax increases than it is to make harder choices to save money.
In terms of combining purchasing, combining transportation units, consolidation, which is something that is politically very difficult. You need something driving it.
But she says in the end, it will be up to the local voters to decide which is more important to them, continuing existing services or getting tax cuts.
A lot of things that we spend taxpayer dollars on are things that have a lot of, you know, benefit. They're very good things. But people then want to have lower taxes. You have to pick. You have to decide how you want to allocate limited resources.
Medeiros with the union CSEA says voters don't want consolidation. He says nearly every time there's been a vote to merge a town, village, or even a school district, it's failed.
Time and time again, when that issue has been put before local taxpayers, they have rejected it. And they've rejected it largely because they don't want to lose control of their local services that they actually care about.
Before any of the tax commission's recommendations can be implemented, they'll need the approval of the state legislature. Republicans who lead the state Senate have been largely supportive of the tax commission's recommendations. The commission was co-chaired by former GOP Governor George Pataki. But Democrats, who are in the majority in the Assembly, are reacting cautiously. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver says he's encouraged by one of the proposals to enact a circuit breaker mechanism that limits the amount of property taxes paid by lower-income New Yorkers. But he says he does not want to sacrifice spending on schools, pre-K, and money for children of immigrants to attend college, known as the DREAM Act, in order to pay for tax cuts.
We have to look at the whole thing on balance and remember that we still have to support schools in this state and a lot of other things that are necessary. So within the affordability, property tax should be the number one target.
The business and property tax cuts would cost $2 billion. Silver says he was initially concerned that the property tax cut plan did not apply to New York City residents, but he says Governor Cuomo has promised to fix that by adding a tax credit for renters into the plan. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.